Good. Nice crash. I want to talk tonight about the yesod of avodas Hashem. So Moser Bar, important to remember. Yesod is we have a building, so a building has a foundation, like a tree has roots, like a shoresh. So if you could have a very big, fancy, beautiful, even strong building, but if you have a building without a good foundation, it can crumble. So I want to talk about the yesod for a minute. It's not something that I feel like I've mastered in any way, and therefore I'm hesitant to speak about it, but I think it's a davar nachlet, something that's very pressing to speak about, and I recently heard a few anashim chashuvim speak about in different contexts, and I thought I just, if someone gave me any opportunity to speak, that this was going to be the next topic. So these parshios that we're reading now remind me a little bit of the tefilos that we say in Yom Noraim, and we're really themes that appear in our tefilos all year round. You know, im kebanim, im kavadim, we have two relationships with Ribono Shalom. We have the relationship of banim, he's avinu, the relationship of avadim, he's makenu, he's adonenu, even the way we pronounce Shem Hashem, we refer to Hashem as our adon, as our master, and us as avadim. And we try to live lives as Avdei Hashem of Avodas Hashem. And so I have to tell you, the Beis Levi asked a question this week's Parsha. I heard this many years ago the first time. It stuck. The Beis Levi asked a question. Chazal say, the Ramban writes, others in the Parsha as well, that the Iker Kabbalah Satorah, that the Jews accepting the Mechayev of Kabbalah Satorah is Nasa V'Nishma, even without Kafal Emar Kegigis, the commitment of Nasa V'Nishma is a commitment. And the question of the Rambam writes in Ochos Mechira. You could ask the Kasha without the Rambam, but you know sometimes it's Kasha a little bit fancy if you ask a Rambam. That the Rambam writes in Ochos Mechira that you can't be mechayiv yourself a davar she'ino katzav. In other words, if I know what I'm committing to be mechayiv myself, either a certain item, a certain job, a certain task, I can be mechayiv that. But to be mechayiv yourself something undefined, there's no gemir's das on that. Or there's no chalos kinyan, and that's similar to davar shlo b'lolam. A davar sheino katzav, that's not what writes in Perek Gidav Vilchus Mechir, you can't be mechayiv yourself in an undefined, davar sheino katzav, something that doesn't have a gvul, doesn't have a border, doesn't have a boundary. So how could the Jews commit themselves to Torah through Nasa v'nishma? Hare, they were kadmu Nasa l'nishma, they accepted upon themselves the Torah before they knew what mitzvahs they were going to be mechayiv themselves. So how is it that commitment binding? A commitment that you don't know what you're committing yourself to is a joke. That's not a binding commitment. In Kinyanim, it's not a binding commitment. Why should that be a binding commitment for Dori Doros for all of Klai Yisrael? That's the question basically he asks, I think, both here in Chumash and in the Drashos. He references himself. And he answers a basic answer, but a yesodistic answer. He says, what the Jews accepted on themselves is to be avadim. The Chazal even say, you know, in the Sugyas of Eved Ivri, that the Ozen that heard on Har Sinai Avadayim, where they heard it, that's what the Mefarshim trying to figure out. But what happened at Har Sinai, what happened at Nasim Nishma is that we agreed to be Avadim. An Eved doesn't have a list of tasks, excuse me, that he's committing himself to sweep the floor, to mow the lawn, to clean up after the cows, whatever an Eved does. I just always assume an Eved is like on a farm setting. I don't know, but right. So an Eved doesn't have a list. An Eved has one task. That task is to do whatever the Adon says. The Adon tells you to wake up, you wake up. The Adon tells you to do this, do that, that. But there's only one task, to do whatever the Adon says. And so how could the Jews commit themselves by Nasa V'Nishma, says the Beis Levi in Easy Teretz? An Eved is not a commitment of a list of undefined tasks. An Eved is one task, whatever the Adon says. And the Jews agreed at Har Sinai, this says in Chazal, to be Avadim, Avadahim, to be Avdei Hashem, Ovdei Hashem, not just Ovdei Hashem, Avadim, servants of Hashem, and that means no matter what Hashem wants. Now, I think we sometimes make a mistake in thinking that, you know, so how do you be an Eved Hashem? So obviously the mitzvot. Hashem gave us the recipe for success, and it's true that, you know, the starting line and the finishing line is what it says in the Torah, Torah and mitzvot. So we often make this mistake, and I heard someone quoted Rafal Shmulevitz, who said that America, this is many years ago, he said American Jews think that Torah and mitzvah is like a tax. I don't know if I'm going to say whether it's true nowadays, whether it's true only about American Jews nowadays, but what does it mean they think Torah and mitzvah is like a tax? You know, sometimes we feel like we have to daven, so we daven three times a day. We have to learn Torah, even if we're in a yeshiva setting, and even if we're learning three siddurim a day. But we're doing, we do what we have to do. When you get older and you're in a position to give tzedakah, people think I have to give, you know, $10,000, $20,000, 10% of the money, whatever it is. I do what I have to do. And then with whatever rest of the time I have now, you know, I have time to kill so I can, you know, watch a funny video, play a ball. I'm not saying playing ball is not sometimes appropriate to relax, but, you know, just like the musug of once I did my checkbox chiyuvim, so now I have my own time. Or once I gave my checkbox of tzedakah, now I have my own money to go to like spend Pesach in Peru or whatever. You know, like, again, you know, that's not what it is. What it says in Pasuk is Bechol Me'odecha, that you love Hashem, you love life of Avor Hashem, Bechol Me'odecha. What does Bechol Me'odecha mean? It means, to quote someone I heard recently, it means that every dollar, every minute, every decision is accounted for. Again, it doesn't mean that a person can't make a cheshbon that they want to buy themselves a shawarma or an ice cream. It doesn't mean that a person can't decide that the right thing to do with their time is either to play a ball game or to read a book or to chapa shmooze with a friend. That's not what it means. It just means that your whole life, every decision you make, and every degree of blessing that Hashem gave you to use, whether it's your time, whether it's your kochos and your capabilities, whether it's your, again, your money when you're older, that might be relevant, that you have, you're thinking, how am I going to use that appropriately for Avodas Hashem? So, if we ask ourselves the question, what is the yesod of Avodas Hashem? So I didn't choose that lashon arbitrarily. The Messiah Sisharm starts in the after the Akdam in Parak Aleph. He says, yeah, and everyone should know this line by heart. It says, yesod ha-chasidus, b'shoresh ha-avodat mima, hu shiyis bar, v'yis ames, etzel adam, I hope if I messed up, then you'll have time to tell me. But I made photocopies here. So, yeah. What is the yesod ha-chasid shoresh? What is the yesod and the shoresh, the foundation, the roots on which Avodas Hashem is based on? She is barer v'yis ames. A person should know with absolute certainty and confidence. Ma chova soba olamo. What is his chova, his obligation, his duty in this world? What is he on this world for? And if a person, and then the Messiah Shema was allowed to explain that we are in this world to become close to Hashem and to be Marv Kod Shemayim, and the way to do that is through the mitzvos, and that's your life. But the first thing a person must know, the yesod on which our Torah and mitzvos are built, our Torah and mitzvos are our building, they're our beautiful, fancy, strong building, our tefillos. But what is that built on? The yesod, she is barer v'yis ames. A person should know with absolute truth and certainty, ma chovaso be'olamo, what is his duty? What is his goal? Why is he here? And when a person knows that, why is that the yesod? As we're explaining now from the Beis Halevi, that is the yesod because you are now living the life of Avodas Hashem. And so all your Torah, all your mitzvahs are not just a checkbox. Did I do this mitzvah today? Did I do this Torah today? You know, but it's part of a life and of Avodas Hashem. The small decisions, the big decisions, it's just a perspective of how you live your life. So you take all this Torah and mitzvahs, they're not just, you know, things that you do because you grew up doing them or because, you know, you're a Ben Aliyah, so of course a Ben Aliyah does things, but you are living a life of sincere Avor Hashem as an Eved Hashem, who completely, you know, subjugates himself to Hashem. I mentioned that these week's parshios remind me of this because of the description of both Ben and Eved, because, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim is when Hashem chose us, and it's B'nai B'chor Yisrael. And then the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's clear in the Pesukim and from Chazal, is to take us to Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai, there's a shift. We're not just Banim, we are Banim. We got to be Matana, the Torah is a Matana. But we also become Avadim, Avadahim, and that is a life of communion. I have to read you this story that I read recently in the biography of Rav Noach Weinberg, who spent his life as the Rashi Veisha Torah, inspiring people who were rachuk from Torah and mitzvot to live lives of meaning. So he used to say this story over, and it's an incredible story. I'm going to read it just because it's written here better than I could say it. Avram Kordish was a PhD student at University of Michigan, an All-American soccer player at Johns Hopkins, and a star lacrosse player when he was shot in the back by a mugger and left a quadriplegic. When he realized that he would never walk or move freely again, he asked himself a question. What was the purpose of all my running about until now? Then it occurred to him that had he not been shot, he would never have asked himself that question. Or if he had thought about it all, he would never have pursued the answer to the finish. He was too busy chasing after various short-term goals. The next question he asked himself reveals the depth of his soul. What is worse, to be unable to run or even walk, or to not know the purpose of one's life? He concluded that the latter would be a far worse fate. Viewed that way, he became grateful for the tragedy that had radically changed his life. It's an unbelievable story. Because the goal of life, if you don't know why you're living, and again, we should never, you know, be daven that Hashem should give us reminders in pleasant ways, and not chashom aleinu in unpleasant ways. But I think sometimes it's not just being an All-American soccer player and a graduate student that's too busy to realize. I think we even sometimes, while we're zocha to live lives of Torah and mitzvos, we sometimes run from one task to the next, both ruchniyistika tasks and gashmiyistika tasks, and forget what is the purpose of life. And everyone at one point or another, when they're young, and then when they get older, and then different points in your life, you ask yourself, what is my purpose of life? If I'm choosing a job, what is the purpose of that job, and what am I doing with my free time, and what type of family am I raising, and where am I living, what am I learning? Because I have to ask myself, what is the purpose of my life? So I have a request, just, and this is what we're going to close. I was once given Eitzah from someone when I was more or less your age, and there was someone here who was my age. He gave me advice. I did it. I stopped doing it at a certain point just because I think I changed my tefillin bag or I lost it. It got dirt. But he said, print out the first page of Maseiach Sharim and once a week or once a month or whatever, just read it. It takes like 3 minutes, and you, at a certain point, you know exactly what it's going to say. Just to remind yourself, you could even read the first line. I printed out the first two pages for you. I printed a few copies. So if you want to do it, you don't have to do it, but if you want to do it, I'm going to give out the copies right now to everyone. If you put in shame, just don't do it until after I walk out, please. This would be nice. Just take one and pass it on. But anyone can do this. Just to once a week, once a month, just to stop and ask himself, to remind himself, what's my purpose in this world? And that way, we can take all the Torah mitzvahs that we're already doing. I'm talking to a very chashuv olam here, but the Torah mitzvahs that we're already doing, and just make it part of a life. I have a few more over here. And make it part of a life of Avodas Hashem. And with that, we will close. Have a good night. Yeah. I got more. I expect I printed.